Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I just got to say, I don't know what's happening in the studio right now because Juan just busted out his first pumpkin spice, we have all been told, of the season. We did a quick wellness check to make sure he wasn't in leggings and Uggs. You know, the Han Solo attire of every chick in the fall. We just did it. He's all right. He's still, yeah, he's still in his kicks and all that. He's there. He's good. All right. So I felt like that, you know, because it is spooky season and it's fall season. And all of the female friends that I follow on social media are very excitedly posting about burning their new fall candles on Instagram. Oh, my gosh. So it seems like, you know, this is the good time to get into this headline. Orlando man, this is a headline if ever there was. Orlando man was trying to get his home on Zombie House flipping TV show before allegedly killing his wife, say investigators. Now, I've seen and heard of a lot of these, you know, programs where you flip a house. I did not know, Kane, that there was one specifically about zombies.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Did he kill his wife because she was going to be the zombie? On the house flip, I don't know.
There's like, 5 seasons of this.
It's called Zombie House Flipping. I don't know anything about this one. Is it done by zombies? I would like to see how a zombie would decorate a house, personally. But he apparently strangled his wife to death 5 years ago. That's no laughing matter. As the trial for David Trons enters its second week, prosecutors say that he repeatedly deceived his late wife, telling her that he had inherited millions of dollars, but he left her on the hook for the expenses. And then, they said their renovation became a money pit. Then they went on the A&E show Zombie House Flipping because they thought that would save them financially. And then he ended up killing her. But he said she slipped and fell. And the water, I guess, strangled her around her neck. You know, that's... Did he not think that that's kind of... I mean, good heavens. So, yeah, he's in a lot of trouble. And a Florida man said he's going to help the devil kill a sheriff's helicopter crew. In DeLand, Florida, one very, very crazy dude who was previously arrested for threatening to shoot down a sheriff's helicopter was again arrested after lurking around the hangar and uttering disturbing statements. 59-year-old Robert Mooney was charged with 3 counts of aggravated stalking. Yeah. You know, Kel-Tec has always been about public safety and self-defense, and the Kel-Tec P15 is no exception. Whether you prefer the polymer or metal version, this reliable, compact, lightweight is the perfect go-to. The P15 polymer is the lightest, slimmest, double-stack concealed carry 9mm on the market at only 14 ounces unloaded, and loaded holds 15 plus 1 rounds. This little beauty has tritium and fiber optic front sight and fully adjustable fiber optic rear sights. You get all of the same great modern sights, great trigger, and excellent capacity in the P15 metal with a metal frame for a true vintage look and feel, and classic wood grips for a classic comfortable feel. Both have the same game-changing Kel-Tec innovation in quality, reliability, and performance. For public safety and self-defense, make the P15 your concealed carry go-to. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Kel-Tec, 30 years of innovation to help secure your world. Visit KeltecWeapons.com today. KeltecWeapons.com. The situation with all the colleges. So much anti-Semitism. What other colleges were rioting this weekend? Oh, I'm sorry, protesting this weekend. There's like a list. I have this big list. Do I even want to get into it? There's this big list. A nation of absolute idiots. The college problem. This is something else. The New York Bar is now planning an event. They had a really disgusting flyer. You saw some of these other flyers that were used at Columbia, George Washington University, UC San Diego. Oh, my gosh. And then you have, I mean, there's a ton. But make sure you watch the parents at the school board meetings. And then you have people like Vivek Ramaswamy who said, he came out and said that he tweeted this. The Harvard student groups who co-signed, and of course he writes this too long, didn't read, big-ass paragraph. The people who co-signed the anti-Israel letter are simple fools, but it's not productive for companies to blacklist kids for being members of student. Can we just stop there? These aren't kids. Can we stop this for a second? I really need the people who want to pretend to be on the right to be consistent with identifying kids. You either believe that people who are old enough to drink and sign contracts are babies, i.e. Hunter Biden's, Joe Biden's 50-something-year-old baby, or you believe that they are children. Pick one. be consistent with it. And let's also be very real about what this is. This isn't just a bunch of stupid progressives. And being that I was raised in an entirely solely Tupperware fresh Democrat family, and I never met a single Republican until I went to college. So I get it. But to say that these are just simply kids that are protesting and making dumb political statements is that's a whitewashing of what this is. These are people who are literally calling for the eradication of an entire nation of people. These are people who are rallying to the defense of a terrorist group that represents an entire area over in the Middle East, in the Levant. They are defending and cheering this terrorist group after they burned children alive, shot kids in the head, after they raped women, after they got on motorized paragliders and decided to descend on a music festival where they gunned down 200 some odd innocent people. There's a great big difference in just advocating for progressive ideology and then advocating for this stuff. So don't whitewash it. Don't do everyone the insult of trying to lessen the barbarity of what these people are actually doing. And guess what? When you FA, you will FO. When you protest in favor of that kind of stuff, then there's a business out there that has every right, because we do believe in that, right? Or are you going to be baked the cake next to Vivek? They have every right to say, we don't want to hire an absolute terrorist apologist, because that's what these people are doing. This is terrorist apologism. That's what this is. It's very different from what we're talking about with basic college protests. And they're not kids. Stop infantilizing college adults. They're on their own. They are old enough to make decisions about their lives. You either believe in personal responsibility or you don't. And by portraying college students as these infant babies, you're committing the progressive sin and showing progressive stripes of excusing them of accountability and personal responsibility. All right, folks, so you've heard me talk about Hillsdale College giving away free copies of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence to my listeners for Constitution Day on September 17th. They've set an immediate goal to give copies to 1 million Americans who don't have one. And if not you, then maybe a young person that you know. And the response has been tremendous. However, this free offer for my listeners ends soon. So if you haven't already, order your free copy right now at Dana4FORHillsdale.com. Because every American should have a copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And these days, when most schools neglect to teach our kids about our nation's great heritage of liberty, it's more critical than ever to make sure that these documents are readily available to them. So to claim your free copy, visit Dana4Hillsdale.com today. Complete a very simple form and receive your booklet through the mail, and you don't even have to pay for shipping. But as I mentioned, this offer expires soon. So order your copy now at Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Don't delay.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So the difference between this story and like some of the other stuff that you've seen that's been happening over in Israel is that you're not going to see pro-Israel people rallying in the streets behind this psycho. An older man, stabbed a 71-year-old Joseph Kuzba. Was charged with first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, an aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and two counts of a hate crime in Will County, according to the Plainfield Township, their sheriff's office. They said that this guy attacked and stabbed to death a six-year-old boy and targeted him and his mom because apparently of their faith in the Israel-Hamas war. Apparently they are Muslim. And so he attacked them, stabbed a six-year-old boy to death. This is why the death penalty was created. But you're not going to see any conservatives do what they did in New York and have big giant rallies and support this guy and talk about how they need to free this guy and all that other stuff, because we're not monsters. Moving on. Let's see. Rite Aid is apparently going to declare bankruptcy. This is wild. They're filing for bankruptcy because they can't pay hundreds of lawsuits about oversupplied opioids. So they were just like handing out opioids like candy. Is that what I'm to understand? It's what it seems like. They filed for Chapter 11 on Sunday. They were unable to settle all these lawsuits that accused them of oversupply. They have no idea what locations are going to close or how many stores are going to close in total. Interesting, though. Let's see. I don't care about Madonna's tour. I really don't care. And delete. Ice cream and potato chips are just as... I really just don't care. If I wanted to talk about, you know, pillow face mixed squatty pants, then I would. I just don't care. Ice cream and potato chips are just as addictive as cocaine or heroin, according to research. Well, I'm going to be a drug dealer then. You ban those things, I promise you what I'm going to do is I'm going to be on the street. I will be selling these things on the street corner. Completely in opposition of my government. They said that they're called ultra-processed foods. Also, I think this is stupid. I think it's dumb to compare it. But, you know, they did this. It was only a handful of studies across 36 countries. They said 40% of adults are hooked on ultra-processed foods. You know, you could also have the argument that ultra-processed foods are super cheap. And one of the reasons that people are addicted to them is because they're broke. They're also addicted to being broke poor. How about that? That's also, you know, just maybe that's also probably an issue. Netflix plans to open brick and mortar locations in one of the stupidest business decisions that I think I've ever heard. I have no idea why they want to do this. They said, I mean, they haven't had a DVD service in forever, but apparently now they're looking to open stores offering retail dining and live entertainment. That's stupid. One of the reasons that Netflix is popular is because you don't have to leave your home and you don't actually have to talk with other people. I went to an Oktoberfest over the weekend. You know, I hate going. I mean, I'm literally a hobbit. I will stay in my home. You have to coax me out with like video games and, you know, pizza. And I didn't want to leave. But I did actually go out. I did. I didn't talk to anybody, but I went out. Proud of me? I had a schnitzel. It was delicious. Walgreens pharmacists could stage a nationwide walkout across the U.S. in days, forcing patients to plan their meds in advance. So this is all great. This is all perfect timing. Let's just Leroy Jenkins the hell out of everything in the United States, shall we? We could get Matt Gaetz to lead it. Let's just do that. Sounds fantastic. They're calling it Pharmageddon. It's fears that Walgreens pharmacists could stage nationwide walkouts, forcing people to have to play. I mean, if everybody plans stuff in advance, they're probably going to suffer some shortages, I would have imagined. They've already been some Walgreens pharmacist walkouts, but they said none on a large and organized scale. They said that people are understaffed and overworked. They probably, because we need more pharmacists, I would imagine. But, you know, we're too busy teaching people that you can chop off your schlong and be a chick. So, you know, who cares about things like math or taxes or, you know, being a pharmacist or anything like that? You know what? Just go ahead and identify as being a pharmacist. If people are overstaffed and overworked, then just identify as being a pharmacist and, you know, problem solved. Look at me solving problems for the world. I feel like I should get an award for this. I really think so. I mentioned this earlier. Kevin McCarthy has endorsed Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House in another continuation of the stupidest narrative unfolding in the United States today. So the White House says that it does extensive work. This is a Free Beacon article that came out. They do extensive work to avoid funding terrorist supporters. The State Department grants, however, give a different picture. They noted that the State Department gave $160,000 to a West Bank university that publicly supports Hamas. The 106 figures, that's just one. This is just one example, mind you. There are a lot of others. This is just one. The university in the West Bank is known as a hotbed of Hamas activity that has praised the Hamas terrorists as martyrs after they carried out their attack on Israel. The State Department, it's the Al-Quds University in the West Bank, it granted them just last year alone, 160. And that's overseen by the State Department's Office of what they call, quote unquote, Palestinian Affairs. That office came under fire after this. Remember, they were the ones that were helping to delete tweets because they had called on Israel to refrain from retaliatory attacks after they were attacked by Hamas. Remember that it was that office, the State Department's Office of, quote unquote, Palestinian Affairs. And they had tweeted out and the State Department ended up deleting it and ended up having to send out a clarifying statement that they deleted and then reposted. It was a mess. It was an absolute mess. They said this tweet was not approved and does not represent U.S. policy. But that office, that sub office there of the State Department, they said, quote, we unequivocally condemn the attack of Hamas terrorists and the loss of life that is incurred. We urge all sides to refrain from violence and retaliatory attacks. Terror and violence solve nothing. So they deleted it after it had been seen across the world and there was, you know, great outrage, as there should have been. And They gave $100,000 to the Al-Quds Open University. That's another West Bank school that's not affiliated with Al-Quds University. The Al-Quds Open University, that's in both West Bank and Gaza. And they literally canceled classes to honor, quote unquote, righteous martyrs. And then there was another $119,000 earlier this year to Gaza entities that work with Hamas. We have actually, since 2009, the United States has funded more than, what, $400 million in projects in Gaza alone. $400 million that we've funded. Someone explained to me, just we've given them $400 million, yet they still have no good sewage infrastructure. They dug up their water pipes to use as bombs. They have no, I mean, oh my gosh, because they're taking all of this money. They're really great at building tunnels. Hamas is fantastic at building tunnels. That's where they put everybody's infrastructure in. It's where they put all the money at. In 2013, Brandeis University, they ended their partnership with Al-Quds University because Al-Quds hosted demonstrators in black military gear who literally marched in front of banners that had suicide bombers on them. And the president of that college blamed, quote, vilification campaigns by Jewish extremists, end quote. We are giving money to them.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.